Zero-sum game. Is there such a thing as a zero-sum game? Maybe not. If a zero-sum game is a game that doesn't change value over time, that might be somewhere between rare and not even a thing. If we're going to certify a game a zero-sum, we're going to need a method of measuring the value of that game. And that's where the problem lies. There is no generally accepted, scientifically verifiable method of measuring the value of a game. We could even go further and assert that there is no scientifically verifiable method of measuring the value of anything. Value is in the eye of the beholder, and value is constantly changing because people are constantly changing. We do have heuristic methods that purport to approximate the value of a game. In case you're not familiar with the term, heuristic is a fancy way of saying guessing using math. Heuristics are valuable, and much of our society operates on the basis of various heuristic algorithms. But when it comes down to measuring the value of a game, and many other things, we have to recognize that all we have is educated guesses. Intellectuals will try to apply scientific certainty, especially when it's about increasing their incomes. But a prudent person will view such framing with skepticism. When you hear that some game is a zero-sum game, it's important to know how the person who said that came to that conclusion. If they're not telling you how they reached a conclusion, you should view that claim with extreme skepticism. Games have overhead. Take, for example, the game of chess, which is widely viewed as a zero-sum game. Playing a game of chess requires a chessboard, chess pieces, chairs, a table, players, and a stable environment. All these items have costs. They need to be included in any honest accounting. And we would also need to include the positive benefits of the game. All this is very unlikely to produce a sum of zero, no matter what algorithms are used to evaluate the game. The only time the value of a game matters to you is when you're deciding whether or not to play. In my experience, if you don't have a choice, if you can't say no, I don't want to play this game, then you can be pretty certain that the game is going to have a negative value for you. If you can't say no, that may be the time when you most need to say no. Freedom works. Slavery sucks.